Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. It is 7 minutes after 8 in the a.m. on this rather chilly Tuesday as we're going to get started. We're going to do something a little different this morning. We're going to talk to a local author about a book that he's just published and will be appearing at Yonkey's Bookstore downtown Wausau tomorrow at 6 p.m. For an opportunity after this incredible, fascinating interview that we're about to do. You're going to want to go down, buy the book, buy several of the books. They're going to make great Christmas gifts. You're going to want to get his autograph and, of course, let him know that you heard all about it right here on Feedback. The book is And the Band Played Nam, or Nam, whichever you prefer, by R.M. Goga. Good morning, Dr. Goga. How are you?
Good morning. Very good.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in and talking to us a little bit about your book. All right, first of all, how long did it take you to do the research, the development, and the actual writing of your book?
The whole process probably took about 5 years.
5 years?
5 years, I would say, from start to finish.
Was it one of those things that you started up and thought, I'll go back to it, I'm finished? Or was it just a passion that you knew that you wanted to get it done? It just took a while to, with everything else in life, doing it as in between your career and family, etc.
Well, you may have heard it said that everybody has a book in them.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of kept that in the back of my mind, and I'm the storyteller in our family. So I've got a lot of stories to tell, incidents that happen to family, friends that I relate now and then. And I started writing these stories down, and I kept them in a folder. And what gave me the hook for writing this book was I was talking to a patient of mine. Mm-hmm. She came in. She said when she was 16 years old, she toured Asia with the USO during the Vietnam War. And I thought, wow, that is a story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Right away, I saw a movie. I had pictures in my mind.
Sure.
Growing up at that particular time, I had a lot of stories to tell around that particular time and just put it all together. Started with an outline and then just started going chapter by chapter, story by story, trying to make it all flow and make it as interesting as possible.
So is this story, which is about a young lady that travels during the Vietnam conflict, is this based on her life? Is it kind of loosely based on her experiences?
That's the hook
to
the book. I try and bring in a lot of events during that particular time, 1969, and I try and recount some of the historical events. I reimagine some of them. It starts off with her as a young girl, actually, meeting Buddy Holly at the Rothschild Pavilion, where he performed one of his last performances. He passed away within a year at that terrible plane crash, but he did perform at the Rothschild Pavilion. I reimagine that particular performance and how influenced she was by seeing Buddy Holly and how much fun it was to be there. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the dance floor at the Rothschild Pavilion was supported by railroad car springs.
No,
so it actually bounced. So can you imagine being there, seeing Buddy Holly, the floor is moving underneath your feet? Hey, it's rock and roll, baby. So she got hooked. And by the time she got in high school, she put together a band and eventually got to go to Vietnam.
The story has some interesting significance to me. My mother toured with the USO and sang with Ray Anthony during World War II. And what was very funny is that she got the opportunity to go, and she told her parents, who were in Winona, Minnesota. My grandfather was a dean of students over there at the college in Winona. And he said, oh, no, you will not be doing anything like that, because that's not what proper ladies do of your age. So, no, you'll not be going. And she basically said, oh, yeah, I am, and took off and toured, I think, for like a year and a half, under the stage name of Ruth Ferris, and sang with Ray Anthony. So when I read the jacket of your book, I thought, wow, this is an interesting and coincidental story. Now, the
can I say, I don't mean to interrupt, but
no, go ahead.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I do bring up this particular character who is a grandmother to the person who went to Vietnam, and she had toured Europe with Bob Hope. And eventually, the main character gets to meet Bob Hope as well.
That it's interesting how there's some similarities there. All right, so the book took about 5 years to put together, And then once you had the manuscript all set and ready to go, how did you find a publisher? Is this a self-published book?
This is a self-published book, yes. Okay. And I tried going the traditional route, and unless you're well-known, it's very difficult to get a book published. Amazon is very helpful. I never spoke to a person the whole process. They have online help with getting your book published, from the book jacket that you see in front of you.
The art on the book jacket is great. It's fantastic.
They're so helpful. It's amazing what they do. They just make it very simple, sort of cookbooking it, but with a lot of enough input to make it a nice product when you're done.
Yeah. Well, it's a very good looking book, and I'm not kidding about that. It would be a neat gift idea. It's one of those that it's always interesting to read the work of people that are local, you know, because you get the local flavor and you get a chance. So, how long did it take? And if you don't mind my asking, what kind of expense is there in self-publishing a book? Because in the old days, you know, I read a wonderful a book by Stephen King about how he got started writing, and his stack of rejection letters that he would get from publishers would crush my desire. I mean, it would be so much to just make you not want to write anymore. But he kept at it. Finally, got a publisher to publish his manuscript. Nowadays, like you said, if you don't have a literary agent that can go forth to the publishers and speak on your behalf, they don't look at you. They won't give you the time of day. But our technology is such that you can do this. You can say, no, I'm not telling you, it's none of your business.
Well, I'll say
what
this.
Did it cost to publish?
Let me first of all say I did get a couple of those letters.
Sure.
I did not get discouraged, because even though it's the standard letter that probably most authors get,
right,
that interesting idea, not what we're looking for at this time.
Sure.
It seems like what the book publishing companies are looking for now are the next vampire, zombie.
Sure, the big
types,
series that they
right.
know that they can sell dozens right. of books, you know, in a series.
So I still thought I had an interesting story. So, again, just doing some research, talking to other people. I went to Amazon, and you could spend money if you want. This literally cost me nothing.
Really?
They offer things like, if you pay this amount of dollars, we'll help you with your book cover.
Right.
Pay this amount of dollars, we'll help with editing. Fortunately, I had other people to help me.
Sure.
And when I got to the product that you see in front of you now, there was a lot of input. I've had patients that work for the newspaper that were English majors that helped me edit the book. A cousin that actually did some of the first editing. And then a patient that I had before I did the final editing was an editor and helped me really polish it up as well. Probably the biggest editor was my wife.
Sure.
I mean, this book wound up being 200 pages. You could read it in about 4 hours. Probably would have been 1,000 pages. Would have been able to compete with Moby Dick. But she trimmed all the fat and made it a lot more interesting.
That's what they're for.
That's right.
They'll keep us focused. All right, the book is called And the Band Played Nam by R.M. Goga. We're going to take our first break, and we'll come back in just a little bit more and talk about some of the experiences of writing and, more importantly, where you and I can find the book locally and how we can get a chance to meet Dr. Goga. All that coming back in just a minute. This is WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Feedback coming right back.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. It is 8:20, and in the studio with us is Dr. R.M. Goga, who has put together the book And the Band Played Nam. Inspired by, you said, a patient of yours that came in and was telling the story of how she toured with the USO.
That's right? Correct.
All right. So tomorrow is the big book signing event at Yonkey's Bookstore in downtown Wausau. You're going to start that up about what time?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock in the evening. Okay. So when you're going to be there, will you be available to speak with and ask questions and get some more information? And this woman that kind of inspired the story, will she also be there?
Sure. Not only will I be there to do a little reading, talk about the book, sign any books for any people that are going to be purchasing the book at that time. I've asked Darlene Ribba, her name is now Borkert, she's since been married, and she's going to stop by. She's going to bring her scrapbook with her. She'll be able to answer some questions about her actual life experiences there, and I can answer all these other questions, how I came up with the book, how long it took to write, and my experiences growing up in Wisconsin. There's some stories about going boating on Lake Geneva, sailboating, water skiing, doing some canoeing on some of the rivers here. So it's not all Vietnam.
Right.
Again, there's some early references to being a youngster growing up in Wisconsin. The middle of the book is getting ready for the tour, having some fun before they leave. They go down to Chicago. They have a school skip day. They go down to the Kelly Club in Chicago, meet Bill Cosby. So she's slowly getting introduced to show business and getting more and more familiar with show business people, how to act in front of other people. Even though they had a fairly successful band, the She Five, which is the band that actually went to Vietnam, did a lot of venues in Wisconsin. So they were pretty experienced at the time, but became more accomplished after touring Vietnam.
So with this experience of writing the book, has it whet your appetite? You're thinking you're going to put out some more?
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that. I have an idea for a sequel and a prequel. They say everybody has one book in them, so hopefully there'll be some other books following. I'm working on the prequel right now. I've got an outline for the sequel, and the prequel is actually going to be told in a Rashomon-type story where we've got four different viewpoints of a particular event when they were younger people.
Now, you're right. There's a lot of people that, myself included, I've had this story idea running around in my head for, 20 years, I guess. And I've even started it once or twice and let it sit on the desk for a while. And, you know, what would your advice be to the individual that, like you said, has a book in them? How do you get started? How did you literally get started one day? What was it?
It was the hook. It definitely was that hook because I had all these stories and I was starting to write them down. And once I got that hook, that really motivated me to get started on the book.
How long did you spend on a daily basis working on it?
You know, I've heard musicians say that songs just come to them. Like they wake up and they've got a song already in their head. I've had a similar experience, and I'll get this particular idea for this particular story and expand it into a chapter. So much every chapter in the book is like a story unto itself, and I would just go from there.
You know, I interviewed a long time ago Stephen J. Cannell, who is the writer behind a lot of the TV mystery, you know, like the Rockford Files and just dozens and dozens and dozens of mystery shows and so forth. And he put together...
he wrote some great cop novels.
Yeah, a lot of very, very good cop shows and cop novels and so forth. And I got a chance to read one of his latest books before he passed away and was interviewing him about that. And I'll be honest with you, the book was pretty much formulaic. It wasn't real. It wasn't real exciting. There wasn't a lot of plot twists. It was the same old, good story. You know, kept you. But he said that when he got started, it was as if it just flowed out of him. There wasn't really a lot of effort put forth. It just the story. He was one of these that got into it and allowed the characters at times to develop themselves. He kind of knew where he wanted it to end up, but where it got started and how it ended up to. Kind of developed itself while he was writing. And there's a lot to that.
I'd agree with that 100%. I started with an outline, knowing these stories that I had, tried to tie them all together, and just went back. It's funny because you appreciate more when you see a movie or read a book once you go through that experience. And what I tell people is what I really got to learn a lot about was how comedians set up a joke. Because they tell a joke here, they tell a joke there, and then the big punchline at the end, they're bringing everything together that they had related earlier, and they just tie it up and bang, there's your climax.
There's a lot of work at comedy. There's a lot of mechanics and a lot of science in comedy. Then it can be for anything. All right, the book again, and the band played Nam. Dr. R.M. Goga is the author, and you're going to be at the Yankee Bookstore tomorrow at 6 p.m., And anything else we need to know?
Well, the book can be ordered on Amazon.com as well, BarnesandNoble.com. I want to appreciate, tell you how much I appreciate you giving me some airtime, especially at the expense of Ron Burgundy out there. I mean, he's kind of upset. His face, did he say stay classy, or is that something else that he said?
Yeah, that's something else he said.
Yeah, stay classy, Wausau.
When he hears our show, that's something else he said.
He might be saying something else. The publicity that guy's getting, it's incredible, isn't it?
Oh, it's all.
He came over to my house the other day. He said, you want me to plow out your driveway if you come and see my movie?
You know what makes me worry about that, though? This is the thing that I'm really concerned about. Is any time I have seen a movie that had so much hype before it was released, it usually was a bomb. It was usually a case where the studio knew it was a bomb, and they thought, okay, we have got to hype the daylights out of this, so at least in the opening weekend, we might be able to recoup what we've spent on this piece of junk. And they try that. I'm hoping not, because I hate to say this, but I actually enjoyed The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Well,
I enjoyed the first, Anchorman movie. I thought it was funny. And there's some of Will Ferrell's material I think is pretty good. Like Old School was a great, I don't know if you call it great, but it was fun. It was a guy movie. You go see it and enjoy it. But
he's not to everybody's taste, but a lot of people enjoy him, including me.
They do.
And Seth, I'm sure you can relate a lot to his story. And then you've got to get started on your book. I mean, that's the main thing. You got to start, because once you start.
What are you laughing at in there?
Sometimes you just wake up at night and say, you know what? I got to tweak this story a little bit this way or that way. I've got to add this story. You got to get started, Seth.
Okay. And here's the thing. Did you ever, while you're writing, you look at it and you just stop and go, this sucks. I don't want to do this anymore.
Absolutely not. Never happened.
Nope. Just the
garbage can wasn't
writing
full of
till like 2 in the morning.
Paper?
Tom, he can't hear, but he was saying with the garbage can wasn't full of crumpled up paper and frustration. Did you, longhand type it?
I
or
started
computer?
Off longhand.
Yeah.
And then I went to a computer. And I do not know how people wrote books in the past just on a typewriter.
Some of the old school guys still do.
Some of the old school guys still write. There was one author, I can't remember who it was, but he's like one of Britain's.
I think it's either Ken Follett or Frederick Forsyth still writes on an old.
It was a different name. It was we talked about him. He's an author that basically doesn't have. Oh, he's the guy that wrote the Reacher series, Jack Reacher.
Okay.
Series of books. Hugely popular. The guy says he lives off of caffeine and cigarettes, barely eats anything, only has one suit, and he's a multimillionaire many, many times over, but basically lives in a small one-room apartment in London.
What a life, huh?
I think that's a waste of his money, but anyway. Dr. Goga, thank you again for coming in, and we will see you tomorrow evening at the Yonke Bookstore at 6 p.m., starting at 6 p.m.
Before we go to a break, I have a road report for you. There's a big accident out on 29 west of town on the eastbound lanes of Highway 29 coming into Wausau between Marathon and Wausau. It's down to one lane, so if you're driving in that area, be aware. And be aware, the caller also said that Highway 29 has black ice in numerous areas.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
Just be aware of that if you're traveling in that direction.
All right. Thanks, buddy. All right. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be back in just a minute. 715-845-2155 if you would like to be a part of the show.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.